You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Dr. Moshe Dekel, and he is a holistic board-certified GYN. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dekel.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You're very welcome. I thought we could dive right in with this
breast thermography, right.
Right. So explain this to me. What is this?
Breast thermography is a modality that we use in order to analyze the risk for breast cancer. It uses infrared camera, so there's no compression, no radiation, which actually is pretty not only painful, but actually increase your chance of getting breast cancer by 1-2% every time we do this.
Wow.
So this is really a holistic approach with no radiation, no compression, that actually survey the breast from the temperature point of view. Then we analyze the images that we get and actually assess a certain amount of risk. And then what I do is I give a protocol, I call it the breast protocol, which actually, when you do that protocol, which is really a summary of lifestyle changes, any supplementation, detoxification, and on and on and on, your chance of developing breast cancer or any cancer for that matter goes down dramatically. So it's really a what I like to call the real prevention tool.
Yeah, it seems like a safer way of going about trying to find out if you have breast cancer.
Yes, not only is safer, but it actually looks well into the future, because When you use modalities like an MRI or mammography or an ultrasound, you're looking for anatomical changes.
Okay? Right.
The thermography looks actually physiological changes, temperature that is, that precedes any anatomical changes. So thermography can actually tell us that there's a risk analysis which is increased way before we have actually the news that we have breast cancer.
Wow.
So it gives us time to implement the protocol and clean our system, so to speak, and actually change it before it becomes clinically evident that we have breast cancer. That's the beauty of the system.
Wow. So this way of going about it would discover breast cancer earlier on than any of the other ways that we currently go about finding it?
Okay, that's an excellent question. Let me try to pose it this way.
Okay.
The only way to diagnose breast cancer is really by tissue diagnosis. That means by a biopsy, okay? Mm-hmm. So any modalities we have right now really just shows a suspicion of a mass or density, et cetera.
Right.
Thermography, on the other hand, shows us any temperature deviation. In other words, what we're looking is symmetry of temperature. If let's assume one nipple is warmer than the left nipple, the right is warmer than the left, let's say by more than 1 degree, mm-hmm. that increases the risk for that breast cancer to develop cancer in the future.
Wow.
Okay. So we actually, and then we have other modalities. We have looked at blood vessel, vascularity of the breast,
right.
If there are any other areas which are warmer than others. So it's really the symmetry that we're looking for. And if there's a lack of symmetry, that breast that's asymmetrical with the other one, from a temperature point of view, remember, we're looking at temperature.
Right.
We're not looking at masses. We're not looking at cysts. We're not looking at anything other than temperature.
Right.
But that gives us a very good analysis of what's going to happen in the future. Okay. Obviously, if we have cancer now, it's going to light up. And again, then the next question is, how reliable is it? Well, it's about 90% reliable.
Wow. That's good.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. And also, you know, This was approved by the FDA back in 1982. This is not a new modality. In Europe, we've been using it for the last 50 years. So it gives us a very good look into what's going on. And then what I do is part of that examination is actually an ultrasound. I recommend my patient to do an ultrasound, which is, again, a non-compression, non-radiation modality mm-hmm. that looks at the anatomical part of the breast. So in other words, we're looking at from two perspectives, physiologically, it gives us a look into a window into the future, so to speak, present and future, and sonography, which tells us exactly what's happening now from the point of view of the anatomy. In other words, do we have any cysts? Do we have any densities, et cetera? So
right.
That modality covers the entire gamut and gives us a very good idea where we're standing and where we're going forward from.
Now, Dr. Dekel, with the breast cancer, without somebody having, I mean, are there any symptoms that would tip somebody off to come in and get a screening done? Or is this just kind of something that you should be doing, depending on your age, of course, every year, every 6 months?
Excellent question. I believe that all women should have a baseline thermography. And I would do it in the starting in the mid-20s. And you say, why? I mean, this is kind of early. Well, when you have women diagnosed with breast cancer in mid-30s or early 30s, that means that this cancer has been growing for 10 years.
Wow.
This is not, okay, it takes about 10 years for us to feel it, palpate it, or to see it on ultrasound or an MRI or even on mammography. So it takes years.
Right.
So I would suggest to everybody to get a baseline. That's number one. And number two, you say, well, how would women be alert to any signs and possible that something's going on, they need to check it out?
Yeah.
Well, we do recommend for women to check their breast, self-breast examination, once a month after their periods to see if they feel anything that was not there last month. Want to see if there's any change in the contour of the breast, any changes in the nipple, any kind of nipple retraction, any kind of skin changes on the breast, or any kind of abnormalities under the arm. If a woman sees that, obviously she needs to seek some medical advice to see what's going on, to make sure that we're not sitting on anything.
Right. Now, Dr. Deckel, I have to ask, what about men? Are men subjected to this type of cancer?
Excellent. That's a great question because, again, breast cancer for men is rare, but it's still about 10,000 men in the United States develop breast cancer every year. I mean,
wow.
We don't hear about it, but it's there. And in fact, I've done this procedure for a few men in my practice, not a lot, but when men feel any abnormalities in their breast, okay, obviously they go to the doctor. Well, what the doctor is going to do is going to say, I want to have mammography. Now you can imagine with the small amount of breast tissue that men have to do a mammography on them. I mean, it's really crazy. So
Right. They
come to me and they say, well, what can I do? I say, well, let's do a mammography. Let's see what's going on, number one. And number two, let's send you for an ultrasound.
Right.
And in three cases that I've had over the last 17 years or so, this was attributed to the fact that some men convert testosterone into estrogen. And
really?
When men walk around with estrogen, which is slightly elevated, it stimulates the breast to grow and create a lump.
That is so unbelievable.
Absolutely. So all of them were treated with an enzyme inhibitor. It's a holistic approach that stops the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. And that was the end of the story. But you can imagine, you know, how much pain, discomfort, and
I'm sure
damage to the breast would be to do this mammography for men.
Right, but it can be done.
Thermography for men, absolutely. Mammography, it can be done, but I wouldn't recommend it.
So thermography for men is? Would you say that that's easier and safer, probably for men and women?
Absolutely. Again, I would recommend it if a man palpates any kind of a mass or any kind of abnormality in their breast. Yeah. Come for thermography and an ultrasound. Let's see what's going on and do hormone studies and see if one hormone, if estrogen is elevated, take care of that and it disappears.
Now, Dr. Deckel, we have to unfortunately end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to give out your website, your Facebook page, and where can people find your practices and get this thermography treatment?
Sure. They can find me on the internet at drdeckel.com, drdekel.com. I practice in Long Island, New York. I practice also in Savannah, Georgia, and also in Hilton Head in South Carolina. So
wow.
I have offices in three different states, and just do a search. They can see me on Facebook. They can find me online. I've been around for over 40 years, so I don't think should be any problem. Not only that, but I'm available. My cell phone is on the net, so you can call me directly on my cell phone.
And he's a really nice guy. Dr. Moshe Deckel, thank you so much for coming on and just giving us a tiny little glimpse into your professional world. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.